Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. And the article in this week's letter is Giving Human Beings What They Want. And I think you'll enjoy it. So check it out when you get a chance. You can subscribe this week. You got time to get that article. Sam Norwood is our guest, and he's our good friend. Sam is one of the partners with Tatum Partners, which is a national organization, a national firm that specializes in delivering chief financial officers in full or part-time status to emerging companies, and also chief information officers. And once a week, they poll all their hundreds of partners around the country to find out what's going on in the economy, and once a month, Sam joins us to give us that report. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back here. Always a pleasure, in particular, when there's good news.
Yeah, exactly. And you've got some good news for us today, don't you?
I sure do.
Tell us about it.
Well, you know, this is the seventh month that in our survey we've seen a pickup in the overall activity as seen by our partners around the country in all these different businesses. It's a broad-based recovery. And we first saw it in April. May was a big jump, confirming what we kind of sniffed and detected. And through the summer, it's been building. And now we can say with high confidence that this economy is on a roll.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is in terms of the overall growth, for a long time they would predict. A quarter would be, for several, two or three years there, they were predicting a quarter would be, you know, off by a certain number, the performance of that quarter of the economy, and then they would revise it down. But now they're predicting the performance of a quarter, and they're actually revising them up. So I like that kind of trend.
Well, it is nice, and the economists, work very hard at trying to predict things, but they don't. They're not as good as we wish at predicting the changes when they're coming or when they're about to come or even when they are actually happening. And what our survey does is goes to people where the rubber meets the road are actually in business, and we collect information, not long-term forecasts, but what's going on right now, the last 30 days, and what they expect the next 60 days in their particular business as they see it from their business. So it's really not economists that are participating in this. They're regular executives and top financial and top technology positions.
Well, and these are people just like the small business owners who are listening. They're out there. You know, maybe some of them are making bigger decisions than the average small business is, but basically they're faced with the same concerns, the same pressures. They've got their working capital challenges. They've got their expansion dreams and plans that they've got to marry those two up, the working capital and the expansion, the growth plans. They got to marry all that up. They got employees to deal with. They're wondering whether they're making the right decisions. I mean, they're not. A lot of your guys aren't sitting up there with thousands of executives under them to give them the information that they need to make their decisions. And many of them don't have the big capital markets to sustain them. Like some of the public companies do, even though I know some of your people work for public companies there, but they're basically just like the rest of us small business owners out there trying to make it happen.
It's a good cross section, and in our demographics of large, small, medium, and some are pre-revenue companies that are getting going. The fastest increases, the most pronounced improvements, are coming in the small businesses. And I think that's interesting. Small businesses typically lead the way out of recession. They're the first to add people. They're the first to be sensitive to pickups demand, and that seems to be happening right now.
Well, and we're also pathological optimists, Sam.
Sometimes these are people who are actually experiencing it out there, too.
Sometimes to our own negative effect, folks. We are pathological optimists, and the world is a better place because of that, Sam.
Well, I think so. One could be unreal and almost hide sometimes in the context of a large business, but in a small business, we're optimists, but we also have to deal with the realities of where we are every day.
Right.
And that's what we're picking up on this.
Absolutely. And we're going to come back and give you some more of the good news, what Sam's group is telling him, the partners of Tatum Partners across the country. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Small Business Advocate Sam Norwood is our guest and our good friend. By the way, let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, Joan Pride, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors, will be with us. We'll be talking about the things that Kiplinger has to say about what's going on in our world this week. Sam Norwood, I want to get back to the survey in a second, but before we do, I got to come back to something you said a minute ago. You used a term that I've been familiar with in my life. And I suspect that some members of our audience ears perked up a little bit when you used that term. You said that you've got some people out there in companies that are in the pre-revenue stage, and that just caught my attention. And I was thinking, well, I've been there, done that, and I think I'm still paying for that T-shirt, by the way.
Well, the pre-revenue, you know, in the way businesses get started, what an entrepreneur does is marshal the resources to pursue an idea that he or she has toward being able to provide a product or service to a market. And so our partners are willing to take greater chances and go with and help get started companies, get companies off the ground. And the pre-revenue represents a small but a meaningful part of our business. It used to be, back in the late 90s, it was a pretty significant part during the boom times.
Yeah, and by the way, folks, pre-revenue is different from pre-profit. It's actually scarier than pre-profit, but believe it or not. But anyway, well, let's get back into the survey. And now it looks like basically your folks are saying that that they're pretty optimistic about the future.
Well, they see the next 60 days as being, which is our horizon of visibility, mm-hmm. 60 days as being very positive. And in that period of time, they expect two things to happen that are of that we have not seen much of in the past year, and that is an increase in the pickup of employment, which is finally beginning to percolate. And second,
what was it?
Are the commitment to new capital.
59,000, I think, new people got jobs in September, which the previous year that we were still losing jobs, and we might not like the number. That might not be enough people because there are millions of people who are out of work right now. 59,000 or whatever the number was, it was just I think around that number. That's not that big of a dent in the unemployment number because the overall number stayed the same. The percentage stayed the same. But we might not like the number, Sam, but we like the trend, right?
Oh, we like the trend, and I believe that it'll get bigger as we go. And the jobs are in the small businesses. And one of the comments that we got from one of our participants that had some meaning to me was that a partner of ours works in a large business, but he said what we're doing as a strategy right now is outsourcing more of our needs rather than building them internally, and that creates such great opportunity. It's a super source of opportunity for small businesses, and it's one of the reasons why small businesses are the place that are adding employment.
Right, no question about it, and of course, you know, the outsourcing, as you say, is really one of the big reasons why I've called this the 21st century, the century of the entrepreneur, Sam, because I'm seeing this, you know, big companies over the, you and I remember when if a plant needed a blade of grass cut or a wall painted, they had employees that were on board to do that, and they paid them all of the same benefits as the people who were working in the mill.
Exactly.
And so they learned that lesson, haven't they?
Well, they have, and there it used to be just a general theory that if you're going to make it and if you're going to sell it and you want to ensure the product quality of it, you must make it yourself. Well,
right.
That's been proven to be not the case. Sometimes you get better and more often you get better and more consistent quality from a vendor that's smaller, that specializes in it, and each lives, breathes it, and lives or dies on how good that product is.
And you know,
so
Sam,
outsourcing is a great thing.
Well, and you know what else? Not only are the big businesses doing it, small businesses are doing it too. We're realizing more and more that there are certain things that we do well and there are certain things that we don't do well. Let's make sure we have the best people doing everything, and we don't have to hire everybody. We're learning that lesson ourselves.
Yes, we are. And it starts with the necessity. Let's say we don't have the resources in a small company to go out and do something, and so we think, oh, well, we'll get somebody else to do it, but we find that it gives us flexibility that when we don't need them, we don't have them on the payroll. And
mm-hmm.
when we do need them, they're there and available.
Right. All right, tell us some more about the survey. What else did your folks tell us?
Well, in capital commitments, which is an important part of the economy, and it usually lags the takeoff in an economic recovery because people use up unutilized capacity before they make commitments for expanded capacity. And they have to feel really confident before making commitments for major projects. But we see now, finally, in the forecast of the next 60 days, a major jump in the proportion of our respondents who say that capital commitments are going to be going up. And that signals sort of it's another confirmation that the economy is percolating, but it's also a clue that we're going from recovery into expansion.
Exactly.
And that's a big shift.
That's a big shift, and I'll tell you, folks, this capital spending increase, that's the silver bullet for this economy to really get into the expansion mode is the capital spending. When we come back, I'm going to ask Sam how much he thinks the president's tax cuts this summer targeted those capital spendings, how much that improved these decisions. And we'll do that right after these messages. It's 10 till. Stay with us.
I'm just beginning to see.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Sam Norwood. That's Robert Cray on guitar there, by the way, folks. If you like the blues, which I do, you'll like Robert Cray if you get a chance to check his stuff out. Sam Norwood, I was mentioning before the break a little bit about the president's tax bill that he got through this summer that targeted capital spending. And I want to come to that in just a second, but before we do, I want to remind people about your organization, Tatum Partners, and I want you to give us the website and tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, well, the website is TatumPartners.com. That's T-A-T-U-M, Partners, all one word, .com. And our organization, which has almost 400 partners across the country, supplies chief financial officers and chief information officers to companies large and small. And we do it on a part-time basis, a full-time basis, a temporary basis, or a permanent basis. And our partners remain partners with our firm while providing this service as an outsource to the client company. And it's just right what we were talking a few minutes ago about outsourcing being mm-hmm. a good thing in many ways for small and large companies, and it's the trend. Well, these original partners of ours about 10 years ago thought, well, why not outsource these two very important functions? And it's turned into what we see today, almost 400 partners across the nation, and that's been
It's a great model, folks, and it's a good model for all of us to be paying attention to. All of us who are small business owners, we need to think about the way that the Tatum folks have done their business, because I really believe that that's a key strategy for small business owners in almost every profession. There can be some element of you taking advantage of the kind of a spirit in the marketplace, an outsourcing spirit in the marketplace that we're finding that Tatum is taking advantage of. Don't forget, that's TatumPartners.com.
And if your listeners go there to that website, they'll see the details of our survey. We publish it every month.
That's right.
So it's up on the website. Just go to the website and see not only who's in our company, but you might find the survey itself and the details of it interesting, and you can download that and print it out as you like.
And thank you for making that available for free, too, by the way, Sam. Let's talk about my question. Do you think that the president's targeting of capital spending in his tax plan, which one of the components of which was to allow smaller and emerging companies to direct expense up to $100,000 of capital purchases in a year, do you think that that's helped the capital spending that we're seeing right now?
It can't help but to have helped, but we don't have a way to really measure that except anecdotally, and we are being invited, particularly our information technology people are being invited to participate and help in companies install projects that they may not have done this year or may not have done ever, that with this deductibility of $100,000, it makes it more palatable and it makes it more affordable. And so we think we can see anecdotally that it's helping, but I wish I had a way of actually measuring that.
Well, somebody will measure it, but as you say, it's got to be helping, because especially in your area, because I believe that the people who are going to really drive that component of the tax bill to their advantage are the emerging companies, you know, the
yes.
companies that have 50 to 100 to 150 employees, and because they're the ones who are more likely to spend $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 on, say, technology, for example. But
yes.
Sam, we got about a minute. What's some other things that you've learned from your survey?
Well, another thing is we also track it regionally. And in the regions, various regions had taken off at various times, and this particular month, it worked out that virtually every region in the country was participating in the improvement, which was in other of our surveys it had been spotty. One month it would seem like the Southeast was picking up, another the Pacific Coast.
Mm-hmm.
The Pacific Coast had been pretty strong for several months there, but now in the improved column, the Northeast, 50% of our participants from the Northeast said that they had improvement in the past 30 days in terms of business conditions. And the Pacific Coast saw 50%. Southeast, 56% of our
wow. So it's not spotty anymore. It looks like it's across the country, the improvement. That's good news. Sam, thank you for the report. Thank you for being here very much. And we'll see you next time. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.